with these power outages expected to go through the weekend, more people are going to be using their generators. What are some tips for generator safety?
Well, the number one thing is having a well-ventilated area. Do not leave it in your garage. Have it away from the home in a well-ventilated area, and don't leave your gas can sitting up against it. Those are the things we run into a lot. Folks just not being smart on that. They're thinking, well, it's in the garage. It's not going to have carbon monoxide. Well, you can't smell it. It will kill you. Another thing, too, is if you're powering your house, make sure you're killing your main circuit going to the power line. If you don't have a transfer switch in your home, like you're supposed to have for a regular generator, make sure you kill that main power so you're not killing a guy down the road or lighting him up.
Is there a certain distance the generator should be positioned when using one?
Not necessarily. Say probably, 12 foot away, that kind of thing.
And when using a generator, people need to be mindful of how much power they're using from that, obviously. Is there a certain amount of things that they should limit, how they should limit using their generators?
Correct. You don't want to overpower it. Most of these generators that you're getting into box stores and that kind of stuff are usually around a 6,000 watt generator. So that's not a whole lot of power. That's enough to like run the freezer maybe, or in a light bulb or two. It's not something you want to go and try to run, your heat pump and those kind of things. Your own generator power, so let's get it down to your bare minimums. So don't try to overpower your generator and burn it up or cause a fire there.